It started with a box of dominoes, the perfect game for a cycling adventure. We picked up a set at Madrid station, played it on the train, in the bar with tapas, and each evening after a hard day's pedalling along the Camino de Santiago. Tell you what, dominoes is dead easy, and it sounds great when you slam down your domino tiles. We started from Seville in southern Spain, which should be warmer, but the rain in Spain falls mainly on the plain. And guess what? We were on the plain. Bother. The roads are lined with orange trees. Oh, they look brilliant. But Seville oranges, well, they're those lovely bitter marmalade oranges, so don't be tempted to pack them in your bag and eat them on the way. We headed out into the open farmland along wide flat tracks where we see storks wheeling on the thermals and nesting on top of electric pylons. March has had twice the usual rainfall, so when we come to the wide ford across the river, we take our shoes and socks off. Pretty sensible, this, to pedal 100 metres or so into the fast-flowing torrent. And it's up to our knees. Woo! But the second ford, now that's shorter and deeper. And as it reaches my thighs, well, that's when I back out and go, that's enough. Hey, there may be a detour a couple of kilometres to find an alternative. That's described in the guidebook. But we head back 5k to the tarmac instead and find a garage to wash the mud off our bikes and our legs. This southern route of the Camino de Santiago, the Via de la Plata, looks a bit flatter. Via de la Plata looks a bit flatter. By and large it is, apart from day one and the 15k hill climb up to our hotel in the dark. Ooh, missus. There are certainly some challenges on this trip. A puncture, a bike brake issue, and then an emergency repair on Good Friday when everything is closed for Easter weekend. This involves a new back wheel. Is that all? No. New brakes, new chain, new sprockets, and a €200 bill. Yikes! Misses. But things do improve. When it doesn't rain, it's marginally warmer than our freezing winter. And the olive groves are carpeted in spring flowers. Poppies are blooming. Vineyards are being tended. The cafes are full of happy locals playing two-up and dominoes. There are fewer peregrinos, pilgrims, than along the traditional Camino route from France. And sometimes the signage is hard to spot, so you've got to keep your eyes peeled and look out for where you're going. But it is an adventure, this ride. Gary chose to ride the tarmac and I did the off-road farm track Camino, where you leave stones on the waymarkers and tie a ribbon to mark your passage. We follow the old Roman road, up past Roman remains of theatres and stadiums. There's Roman bridges and giant aqueducts and still used reservoirs 2,000 years later. And this is Holy Week, Semana Santa, when Spain gets very festive with nightly processions of the church statues around the towns. And I mean every single town. The local bands play the same weird tune. And the young people and teenagers carry the statues on their floats, on their shoulders. All you see is their little feet poking out the bottom, and they're choreographed by secret tapping to tell them whether to turn or go straight on or stop and sway. It looks really stunning in the candlelight, and they're led by the penitents, who look really scary in Ku Klux Klan outfits, tall, pointy hats and covered faces in white and black and purple and blue. Ooh, very strange, but very Spanish somehow. And at 1 o'clock in the morning, I watched the resurrection procession, with the whole town cheering and clapping as Christ, in his loincloth, is carried through the streets with the Virgin Mary. I have to say, though, it was a little disconcerting the way the light on the float shone upwards and gave him an unfortunate look and another meaning to the word the risen Christ. You get where I'm coming from. These processions are watched by thousands every night and covered brilliantly on the TV channels too. Tell you what, it beats cookery programmes every time. So the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James, is a really thought-provoking experience, and each route to Santiago is different. It varies, of course, through the time of year, the route you take. You can start from dozens of different spots, but the one thing never changes. You will be at the mercy of the elements. Expect it to be baking hot in the summer and rain in the spring and autumn. So take a sense of humour, take a rain mac, a sense of wonder, and a set of dominoes. It's a top game and a great adventure.